Welcome, this is Leo's promotion. I am back. Yes, we are back for part two with TJ. Yes, TJ is have, oh my gosh. If y'all missed part one, guys, you have to go back and check out the conversation with TJ. Yes, so welcome in. TJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome back. Glad to have you come back with us. So we had left off and you was talking about the different animals or different life forms, I should say. So okay. If you'd like to continue, you are more than welcome.
Okay, I'll pick up right there. So yeah, what I was mentioning was there's a name for the different types of animals that, to keep it simple, mainstream, say, zoology or science don't fully recognize. They acknowledge that they may exist, but they claim that, well, we have no hardcore evidence. So some of these animals are like what they call Sasquatch, Bigfoot, or Loch Ness Monster, or something like that, right? But there's a name that I use in the first part called cryptids. And a cryptid animal doesn't necessarily have to be a supernatural or a mythical animal. It could be something like, say, I don't know if this is true, I'm just giving an example. Say there was a squirrel that people talked about in the Old West, like 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but we don't see it anymore. So mainstream zoology trying to figure out this animal or what it's like may put it into the category of being a cryptid, because it seems like it may have existed, but they don't have the evidence that they want to say that, okay, boom, this is the animal that we're talking about. Like, you know, something like, okay, for example, something that did exist that's, I don't think is considered cryptid, would be the dodo bird. Yeah, you may have heard of the term. You can like Google it and see what it looks like. The basic story is that it was a very good bird to hunt and eat, but it was very easy to catch and eat. And so they wiped it out. So there are no more dodo birds. And so it had the reputation of being stupid. And that's why you get the cliche, right? Meaning he's stupid, because they claimed that the bird, I don't think the bird really was stupid. It was just easy to catch, right? So anyway, they wiped it out. But they do know that it exists, right? So that would be something that would not be a cryptid, but it would be something that, okay, if you look for it now, you're not going to find it. So it's a little bit different. But cryptid animals are usually animals that there's some talk or some evidence that they may exist, or but they don't fall into mainstream zoology. And I brought that up because the channel that I'm going to start is called Forbiddenology, which covers more than just that subject. I'm going to cover all the subjects of science that mainstream science doesn't go deep into. But I'm going to cover from the point of view of using real scientific evidence. I'm not just going to go with some wild, you know, idea. And the animal that we're going to talk about today is going to be Sasquatch, which is considered a cryptid.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Now, I know we was talking earlier about what made you get into the study of the different creatures. Are they considered creatures? Do you consider them to be creatures or just another life form?
Yeah, I mean, you can call them by, I guess it depends on what it is that you would fall into different categories, which one to call it. They would be, some of them would just be considered other kinds of animals, you know, or creatures. Some things that will be on the channel, Forbiddenology, would be considered other kinds of life forms. I will go into that. That would be go into other things, because I'll go into what people call, or what we commonly call, extraterrestrials. I'll go into that. I'll go into other kinds of evidence of what they call interdimensional kind of thing. And so those might be hard to categorize, since they would call them other life forms, you know, kind of thing. We're not going to get that deep today, but...
Okay, because I know you said that you're going to talk more today about Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Now, do you really believe that there were or is a person or animal, or is it, I don't know. I mean, Is Bigfoot considered an animal or a person?
That's an excellent question. And that's the burning question that people who are interested in the subject really want to know. Is it another type of people, or is it an animal, or what is it? Okay, so let's see where I'll start. Okay, I'll start here. For people that are interested, really interested, because there may be just a larger audience than I think a lot of people realize about this particular subject. Most of the programs that come on TV, I'm not going to mention any names so we don't get into any trouble, but they come on TV, and I mean, some of the big channels, and they have all the cameras and the lights, and today we're going in search of Bigfoot, blah, 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 blah. Most of that is a waste of time. Absolute waste of time. If you really want to know the subject, can I name a channel that people can check out?
Yes, sure.
Okay. If you really want to know the subject and get a real sense of the real subject and the reality of this particular, I would call it a type of people, of this type of people, you can go to a channel called howtohunt.com. Now, the guy who runs the channel is actually a guide and a hunter, but how he got onto it, when becoming a part of the, he's not a part of what they call the Bigfoot community. He's absolutely not. He makes that clear, because he's not interested in trying to find them or research them like other people are. His point of view is this: as a hunter, he encountered them as a very young age, and he didn't tell anyone. And his grandfather, who was like a great mentor in his life, one day at a dinner during a holiday, he was looking through a book that he actually gave his grandfather, and he was reading about Sasquatch, because he realized the thing that he saw fit this creature or this type of people. And his grandfather looked at him and said, "Do you believe that?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And his grandfather said, "Okay, then I'll tell you my story." And he grew up with his grandfather. His grandfather taught him how to hunt and everything. By this time, he was in his 20s. His grandfather never spoke a word about it. But when he realized that he believed it, then he was willing to tell his story. And so his grandfather told his story about his encounter. But what impressed this particular person that started his channel was, this man was a decorated war veteran. He flew planes in the war. He met the president. I mean, literally, he was a decorated guy. I don't know his name, but if you look him up, like, you would know him, right? He said, but yet he didn't feel comfortable telling his story because people would discredit him and ridicule him. And he thought that, wow, what does that say about our society? Here's a man who is a decorated war hero. He's a credible military guy. He stands up in every other thing, but he tells you about something he encountered and you call him crazy. And so he realized he realized, why didn't you ever tell me that? He said, and he told him why. And at the time, he's like, wow, that's horrible, right? You know, that people live their lives like that way. So later on, when he got his channel, people kept asking him, have you ever seen one? And he kept saying, yeah, of course. And so eventually, when he realized there was an audience of people who was like his grandfather, who were very credible people in our society, but never told their story because they thought they would lose their career or be discredited by their friends and family. And so what he did was, he said, this channel is for one thing only. If you want to tell your story, you can tell your story here. No judgment, no evaluation. I don't care whether it sounds crazy or not. I'm just going to read it just so you can get it out. You can tell me, and I'll tell others so that others can realize they're not alone. And the channel just took off. I mean, because obviously that's one of the great therapeutic things that we have as humans, to be able to talk about things, right? So that's all it is. He doesn't evaluate the story, but what he says is, unlike these other so-called research channels, we get real information. He said, if you don't want to believe it, take what you will, leave the rest. I don't care. I'm not going to evaluate. Some people say, why you read that story? That didn't say. He said, I don't evaluate what story to read. You send it to me, I read it. That's it. I don't scrutinize. It's not for me to do. So I brought that up to say that actually in listening to that channel, you get to hear the real, like they said, from the horse's mouth, as opposed to hearing a TV program or something that somebody wrote out. You hear real experiences, and then you can evaluate for yourself what makes sense to you, what doesn't, as he said. So that, I wanted to put that out there as a means for the subject. Having said that, in my experience, I've been looking at the subject since I was about 8 or 9 years old, right? And the thing that I noticed when I really started researching it as an adult is that it fell into those categories of cryptids only because there's a very strict thing in our society that if it doesn't fall into the framework of what they want the educational system to be, then it automatically becomes a mystery or it can't exist. And in my opinion, the reason why that's so strict is because when you go to these different institutes of learning, colleges, you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to become, say, an archaeologist or a biologist. So now, here is this other science that's outside of that, that disproves what you're learning or shows that there's far more to it. Well, these institutions are not about to change a curriculum that costs somebody $60,000. They're not about to do that. So, like, no, we don't acknowledge it. Like, it doesn't exist. But the evidence that these people exist is overwhelming. I'll stop there in case there's some question you want to ask.
Yes, I really do appreciate that. That is very interesting. Because, you know, like I said, terrestrial, and how you say the word, I can't even get my thoughts right. Like, they talking about, like, E.T. and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel like the only living creature are human beings that's on this earth. But I do also believe that there are other life forms outside of here. Even amongst us right now, there can be life forms here as well. But you know what? I want to stop right there because we get ready to go into part three. Yes, okay. Guys, yes, we are breaking this up because this is so heavy. You know, a lot of people don't understand this. So this is a great topic. And I want to say thank you, TJ, for coming on. So can you come back in the very near future so we could continue this?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow and listen more of TJ. Yes, he will be here on this channel. So all his information will be in the description below. So we'll be right back. See y'all soon. Take care, guys. Welcome, everyone. This